episode 1168, Kids, Distractions, and Life.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is Friday. That means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And you know what? You can't get any more crazier than kids, distractions, and life. How's it going for you? Well, let's dive deep. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, are you ready for life to go right? But with the kids, distractions, and life, well, how is it even possible? When can you catch a break back to normal? So many questions, not enough answers, or at least not the ones we want to hear. How do you even get through your day? I have felt that way a lot lately, pulling my hair out, going left and right. Maybe it's because of our move, still living in boxes, trying to get rooms put together, trying to find things last minute as the husband's traveling and needs a certain suitcase. And you can only imagine, right? And that's just because our life has been turned upside down. Not everything has a place yet. Yet, when do you ever get back to normal? When you are living in a place, I go back to where we were up north and I'm thinking, was that ever normal for us? But yet we're always in search for that normalcy. What does it look for in your life when it comes to kids, distractions, and life? The kids clamoring and climbing all over your day. No matter what you do, you can't seem to escape the chaos. And then the distractions pile on you if the children aren't enough. Your day is beyond bizarre, crazy, and your day becomes more about putting out fires. The joy seems to be washed out with the chaos. You can't get rid of the kids. It might be nice, but you can't do that, right? You can't send them back. The distractions, well, you can limit them if you work hard enough. But you hardly have enough energy to keep the family together. Are you exhausted yet just thinking about it? Well, I know I am. Where is the balance? Where is your calm? How do you get back to normal, whatever normal is? Back it up. Back it up. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Back it up. This week has been a little bit crazy, ups and downs, trying to get things going more normal. And I started thinking about, gosh, what do I even name this episode? And I thought, kids, there's distractions, and then it's called life. And there wasn't like a question I could throw in there or a statement I could use. It was like, it's called life. And every single time I turned around, it was like, oh, another fire to put out, or, oh, this is breaking down, I gotta fix this, or, oh my goodness, where did I pack this? Can I remember 6 months ago when I was packing up boxes? Can I remember 3 months ago when I was hurrying and scurrying around for, you know, trying to have showings when we were selling the house? Can I remember just 2 weeks ago that, oh wait, I think I unpacked it, but now I don't remember where I saw it? It's called life, right? And life just throws at us so many distractions. And then when you have kids on top of it, oh my gosh, you know the picture. It's painted for you every day. How do you get back to normal, whatever normal is for you? Back it up. Press the pause button for a moment. Don't freak out and let chaos become the control component in your day. That's what we do. We let chaos claim our day. You got to stop allowing chaos to claim your day. Instead of trying to get back to normal, think more about pausing to find the beauty in the mess. Back it up. When you start to see that the grass is greener on the other side, or the comparison to someone, you know, maybe when you're in line to pick up the children at school and you're like, oh my gosh, she's got it all put together. How does she do it? She's got this amazing business. And she's got an incredible good-looking husband, and her kids seem well-mannered. She's just got it all put together. You got to stop and back it up. When you start to see all of that, when you start to wrestle with it, oh, that's a red flag in your life. Don't spend a lot of time and money shopping in the self-doubt store. Mm-hmm, been there too many times, haven't you? Go shopping at confidence.com. It's much more up your alley. And how about sassyandclassy.com? Yeah, now I don't know if these actually exist, so please don't go Google them because no telling what might come up. But the idea is that confidence, right? Classy. You are worth more than the thoughts that you're allowing yourself, that this chaos that you're claiming in your life that's controlling you. Come on, it's okay if you're a beautiful mess right now, because God sees you as perfect. He sees you as worthy. When your Monday morning doesn't end up like you thought it would, did you have that Monday? I know I did this week. It was kind of crazy. You know, maybe you need to start spending more time in the joy jar. Stop, you know, shopping in frustration in the OMG. We do that. We get news and we're like, oh my gosh, we freak out. We don't know what to do. We can get a really delusional perspective when we forget where we came from. We came from where? God. God loves you right where you at. And you can't forget the blood, sweat, tears, the sacrifice, and challenges it took to get you where you are today. Even though that, you know, it might be a little chaotic. It's okay. Chaos is God's opportunity to show you everyday miracles. I want you to sit on that. I want you to eat that statement up today. Confessions of an Upset Mama. I don't like it when chaos takes over lives. I see it too many times. Women call me. And within less than 7 minutes, I kid you not, because I listen to them. I listen to their heart. And you can begin to hear their voice crack. Their heart begins to waver because they are under so much pressure. And the crazy thing is as they continue to talk to me about it and tell me their story, it's this blown up painted picture that we have in our own mind. We create a lot of the chaos, kids, distractions, and life. But you see, chaos is God's opportunity to show you everyday miracles. Are you going to keep shopping in overwhelm and imperfection, rejection, and comparison? It might look attractive for a little while, but it doesn't suit you. Claim aloud today, back it up, I'm confident. Back it up, I'm courageous. Back it up, I'm strong. God created me beautiful. Kids, distractions in life get you moving in all directions. Back it up. See the beauty in the mess and let God do the work. Yes, that means you have to still get up. You can't just hit snooze and he'll take care of everything. He wants us to be intentional with our direction in life, what we take, the decisions we make, but he will guide us and we have to be open to that. But if you let chaos be your control component and you claim it as yours, saying, whoa, I'm going to let it control my day. I'm going to keep putting out these fires. Yeah, there are some fires you're going to have to put out because it's called life. I've had a few of those this week and oh my goodness gracious. I thought for sure I was going to go like half white on one side of my head. I was going to have to get like extra coloring for my hair just because I thought I am just going to go. If I get one more thing, it's going to be just a shot of, whoa, Einstein hair. And I'm going to need something to tame me, to tame my heart. Our weeks get crazy like this. And when we're parents, moms, dads, it gets crazy, doesn't it? But you need to back it up. Maybe you want some help with this. I would love to come beside you. Do I have all the answers? No, I do not. But I do have a lot of tools and strategies you can use and take and implement into your life with how you relate to your children, how you relate to your husband, what you need to do for you. Where does this chaos fit into your life? Is it truly the control component in your life? Are you claiming it as such? Maybe you don't even see it as that. What is it for you? Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Take a chance on you. Maybe you've been feeling this nudge at your heart. Come on, Be real and honest with yourself. Why are you putting it off? Click on the link, take aim, and that will begin our conversation. Are you ready to back it up? Are you ready to claim that you're confident, that you're courageous, that you're strong? That no matter what it is with kids, distractions in life, no matter what's thrown at you, chaos is God's opportunity to show you everyday miracles. What miracle will God show you today? I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.